It's a beautiful morning. It's cold. But y'all probably seen some pretty big storms this weekend. I've got a video of one that's going to tie into a lesson. Think of storms, the first thing that enters our mind is shelter. We do everything in our power to get where it can't harm us. In fact, there are verses in the Bible where it describes the storm as fear. Pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. We have times in our life when we are faced with fear. I have a list of things that I found more often than not to be true. You may or may not agree with these. We love money because we are fear or mixed experienced, whether it is college or a big home, no matter what. Modern day comforts. We love power because we feel justice or the lack thereof. We don't want to be mistreated. We want justice. We feel comfort because honestly, no one likes pain. We can find ties in between many sins in our life with our fears. Our fears are our motives for most of our sins. I was in the woods maybe 2 years ago. It might have been 3 years ago. Spelunking. We were camping out at a campsite. I forget where. But there was two campsites, and between these campsites, there was a gulch. A little ditch that you would climb. I climbed in and out. It was maybe a quarter mile long. And I spent all day going down and up and down and up the other side again because it was fun. And I was thinking about something, not paying attention to where I was going. And I heard a noise. For some reason, I stopped and looked around. I couldn't define what the noise was. Eventually, I stood there for a minute to a minute and a half, trying to figure out what the noise was. Eventually, I decided it was just a bug hitting a tree. For some reason, I happened to glance up, and there was a little stepway, a naturally built stepway where someone had built a fort, or there was a fort that had been broken down. And I had been walking down it. And up on the ledge of that stepway, I saw a little strange little thing. Couldn't quite make it out. I thought it looked familiar. It actually looked kind of cool. Then I had an idea of what it might have been. I looked just half an inch away from where I'd seen it, and this is the picture I saw. I was scared. I stood frozen for maybe a second to a second and a half. And then I ran. I ran up that gulch and around the gulch to our campsite as fast as my feet would take me. This thing scared me to death. I was catching my breath for almost probably 4 minutes. It took me to catch my breath. And as scared as I was of this thing, it was more scared of me. Most commonly, literaries and poets use this picture to describe evil. The snake eye and the phrase evil are almost synonymous. This creature is not evil, it's afraid. It is so afraid that whether I did something or not, it wasn't going to take that chance. It was going to strike me before I had a chance to do anything. More often than not, we mistake fear for evil. And that's why we need a freedom from this fear. There are many times in our life that, whether it's at work or school, when a coworker or a fellow student says something bad about us or takes credit for something we've done, most often you don't actually get hit physically. But whether it's physical or verbal abuse, more often than not, we retaliate. We strike back so they don't do it again because we're terrified of what might happen if we don't defend ourselves. We look at these things, we hide away from sickness, we've got cures because we're so afraid of being uncomfortable. But when we look at Jesus' life, there was nowhere in the Bible that it told him that he could not get sick. We don't know if he knew that he was able to catch disease. Yet, we find this story. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and he touched this man. Not knowing if he would contract leprosy or not. See, he was not afraid of the disease or what might happen to him. He cared more about this man, a man who had probably never been touched because of this plague. And when it describes God, we find many human traits. In Genesis, it said, God walked with us in the garden. He feels anger and sorrow, but not once in the Bible did it say, is he afraid or fearful of anything. So if we are striving to be like Jesus, then we need a freedom from this fear. However, rather than a river of life, we often bring nothing but destruction. We become the storm out of fear rather than mimicking Jesus and bringing life to everything he touches. So my question for you today is, how can we go from a storm into a river? To answer this question, we have to look at the biggest act of love we can find, Jesus' death. When we stole his belongings, and cast lots for them. He surrendered them to us. When we whipped him and hit him and put that crown of thorns on his head, he did not hit back. Now, this is a man who had legions upon legions of angels at his call. He could have stopped it all in a heartbeat. He had every right and every power to stop us, but he did not. Even when we killed him in not only one of the most painful ways, but the most shameful and degrading ways known to man, he forgave us. He even went as far as to defend us against God. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If this isn't love, what is? So, today, how do we become a river from a storm? When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the water. When we let Jesus into our life, he can calm our storms. When we act like he did, free of fear, not worrying about what could happen to us, but worrying more about what could happen if we don't act. You see, in the same way, the knowing of good and evil made us aware of this fear. The knowing of Christ, the Lord and Savior, can free us from it. For Christ came not only as the flesh and blood sacrifice to free us from our sins, but as an example to live our lives free of fear. So if you're out there today and you're tired of being afraid, and you want the freedom that comes in knowing Jesus Christ, I invite you to join us as we stand and sing this song.